1-800-259-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to bring on Doug Danger. Doug is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for having me.
You, in your column this morning, called President Bush simple-minded.
Well, I think that he is. I think President Bush is being really simple-minded with his military strategy in Iraq. Phil, as you know, I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I came out as a homosexual man almost 3 months ago. And I have seen so much in my life as an out gay man, and I think that President Bush, if he wants to effect a speedy victory in Iraq, I think we have to go in as a, first of all, I think we have to go in using air power. I think we need to use paratroopers. I think we need to go in sneak attack using camouflage. And his idea of using land-based troops for an initial land-based invasion, I think it shows... just what a simple-minded fool we've got for it. And I love the president, and I don't want you to get any wrong ideas or any of your listeners to get a wrong idea. I respect President Bush. I think since 9/11, I think he's shown the world that he can be an effective leader. But I'll tell you, there are times when he is just a simple-minded simpleton, and this whole land-based thing.
Well, this is kind of a departure for you, isn't it?
In what way? See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No, hold on for a minute. But this is a departure. You're an entertainment writer. Isn't this a little bit like Rex Reed writing about the...
Let's not go Rex Reed, because he's, he's an embarrassment, I think, to anybody who writes entertainment for a living. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and as a gay journalist, I've covered entertainment. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I know, but what I'm asking you is, how does that qualify you to write about national policy vis-a-vis military strategy?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Phil. Have you ever been... And I could ask you this, and I could ask Craig this, ask Janice, or anybody in your audience, how many people in your audience have been on the set on a location shoot, okay, of a major war film? And I would just go ahead and ask you that.
You're asking me?
I'm asking anybody who wants to answer.
No, I have not. Janice, have you ever? Craig, nobody has.
All right, I was on location, Steven Spielberg, Dale Dye. Dale is a terrific guy, has Warriors Incorporated. He was the person who choreographed Saving Private Ryan. I saw the opening shots to Saving Private Ryan. And until you're there, until you see what can happen to a human being when he's shot through with a machine gun, I'll tell you right now, it's a frightening thing. And so I would say...
All right, so you've been on the set of a movie as it's being shot, okay? But the question that I have for you is that...
Phil, have you ever... Let me ask you this question, all right? Have you ever punched up a script?
No, I've never punched up a script.
All right. During the opening scene to Saving Private Ryan, Dale Dye said, it's not working. He was frustrated. I said, why don't you have the German machine gun open up on the GIs as they're still in the ocean? Not when they hit the beach, but while they're still in the ocean. And I'll never forget Dale looking at me, and he kind of winked over at Spielberg, and he said, by God, that's it. And they called a reset, and I'll tell you something, 2,000 extras they had to reset. But that's what you call punched up a script, and I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes, I've heard of it.
All right, now you're doing NBC. I know this little half hour, and say hello to Shelley for me. I know she's a scream with a couple of Aper Martinis in her.
But the point you were on the set of Saving Private Ryan then.
Look, this guy Bush... is going to embarrass himself with a sea landing as opposed to an airdrop. See, Phil, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, a land infantry assault is doomed. Now, this simple-minded fool we've got for president right now...
You know, I'm going to ask you to stop calling him that, if you wouldn't mind, Doug. I'm not claiming to have the same expertise as you in military matters, although so far you've told me you've been on a...
Well, what are you asking me to do?
I'm asking you not to call the president of the United States a simple-minded fool.
Phil, I'll tell you... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Nobody tells me what to say. I've been out 3 months, and since that time, I've learned how to value freedom of speech.
Well, where does it get you calling him a simple-minded fool?
I think it's descriptive, and I'll have to respectfully disagree with you on that, Phil. I think it's very descriptive, the president. This simpleton wants us to go in by land-based troops and then do airdrops. I say we go in with air power first, camouflage, sneak attack. What they do, Phil, and I don't know if you've seen how they paint green and the green on the face, and then they go in and they look like they're a bush or whatever. I don't know what they're trying to do. They look like a tree, and then they shoot a guy so it looks like a tree shot a guy. That's what they. That's what camouflage on the face does.
All right, Doug Danger is with us.
See, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm used to homophobia.
I'm not being homophobic. I hope you understand that.
Well, then what's with the questions?
I question as to whether a entertainment writer, a man who's written about movies, can write about America's military strategy in Iraq.
I just told you, Phil, I was on location.
Yeah, you were on location with Steven Spielberg, and you also said to me that you were on location with Oliver Stone for Born on the 4th of July. I need to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. My guest is Doug Danger. He's the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and he is talking. As you know, President Bush signed a resolution approved by Congress that authorizes the use of force in Iraq, and we're talking military strategy here. The reason why I'm talking to you, Doug, is you had a very unusual column this morning in your newspaper where you called the president simple-minded. You say that his strategy... What exactly? You don't like the idea of a land-based invasion?
All right, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and airstrike is the only way we should go into Iraq utilizing paratrooper power. I'm talking airborne. I'm talking the guys from 41st Airborne. I'm talking the guys in 101st Airborne. Take our airborne in. But to use a land-based attack, and that is 40,000 to 50,000 soldiers, is absolutely stupid. And this simple-minded fool we've got for a president who thinks the whole world, you know, he thinks this is Custer's last stand or what have you, I think it's pretty stupid. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I have been up against homophobia before.
It is not homophobia for me to disagree with you on your philosophy that we should only use air power as opposed to a land-based attack. And again, I fail to see...
Look, Phil, on Born on the 4th of July, which is a shoot, and I was on that...
Yeah, that's a movie.
It's a movie, but listen to me. Oliver Stone said to me as he was shooting Born on the 4th of July, they're recreating a scene from Da Nang. It was a beach scene. A platoon is going on a frontal assault against a ville, and they got 5-6 NVA machine gun nests. And I said to him, is that not suicide? Wouldn't you use air support from Hueys, some Huey gunships? And he said, and I'll never forget the look on his face, he said, sweet Christ, you're right. So we reset the shot. Now, all I'm saying to you, Phil, is as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I looked at that situation, and I said to myself, this is suicide for a platoon to go in frontally when you got 6-7 NVA machine gun nests, rather than getting air cover from some gunships.
And Oliver Stone...
He reshot that scene based upon some of the things that he and I talked about. I didn't say that I did that, but I'm telling you, this simple-minded fool we got for president wants to go in with a 40, 50,000 assault force on the ground in Iraq, and I'm telling you right now, what we need is air cover, deep air support, paratroopers, special forces... And go for it. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, some people want to hear that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should we go in as a ground force or should we use air support? And you're being gay, Doug.
Well, watch the homophobia, Phil, because I've had enough.
You know I'm not homophobic, but the whole gay man and gay journalist...
As a gay man, as a gay journalist, Phil, I've been on some of the biggest movie shoots I've seen firsthand. I've been out of the closet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, thanks. So this is Joe, and coming out of Wichita. I'm a former airborne ranger.
No, you're the guys. You're the guys we need to use.
Who cares if you're gay or not? That's got nothing to do with knowing military strategy.
No, as a gay man,
the fact that you watched, someone make a movie. What's that got to do with any combat experience?
Well, I was talking to Dale Dye. You're absolutely clueless.
Sir,
I was talking to Captain Dale Dye of the United States Marine Corps, who is the consultant on the Saving Private Ryan's shoot. And when I said to him, why don't you have them the German machine guns open up while they're still in the landing craft, he hadn't thought about that.
Dale Dye hadn't thought about that.
No.
Well, if you talk to Stephen Ambrose and understand what actually happened at D-Day... And the record of the 29th Division, you would know such things.
Well, Stephen Ambrose is not spelling too good right now. Wait a second. That's a hell of a thing to say about Stephen Ambrose, who just died.
Didn't Stephen Ambrose just die, Joe?
Yeah, he's a profound man and a wonderful hero.
Right, and listen, for you to say he isn't smelling too good right now.
I'm making a joke.
I didn't say that.
No, no, the other guy did.
Hey, listen. The fact that someone disagrees with you, the fact that someone disagrees with you,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist,
and you're gay, doesn't mean that they're homophobes. They simply disagree with you. If you can't get beyond that you're gay, you really got a problem.
No, wait a second. I'm a gay man. You know I'm gay, right?
Who cares if you're gay?
All right, I understand. The point that I'm trying to say is that Bush, that simple-minded clown, is going to have 50,000 guys hung up on the beach.
He is my president.
All right, that's fine, but that clown's going to have 50,000 guys hung up on the beach.
He is not
You know as well as I do, we got to get guys in deep, paratroop, drop some guys in. Let's get some camouflage.
You don't know squat about military strategy.
Have you ever put on camouflage?
What?
Well, you do?
This guy was an airborne. Weren't you an airborne, Joe?
Airborne Ranger.
Okay, then you know how to put on camouflage, right?
Hey, listen, I've had to bleed through my skin for weeks and weeks.
Tell me I'm wrong. When you guys put on the green, whatever you call that, you blend right in, don't you? You look like a bush or a weed or something like that.
Well, if you blend right in, you can't be seen at all.
Okay. Why can't we take some of you guys with some of that weed, the weed makeup that you wear, drop you in, a sneak attack on Saddam Hussein, and take about a battalion-sized strength. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. That's gone. But no. That simple-minded clown wants to hang up 50.
Will you not call the president a simple-minded clown?
He wants to hang up.
It's not that simple.
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Who gives a damn? Are you got a problem with your sexuality?
I got no problem.
Go talk to a shrink.
No, you got a problem.
You're not a military terrorist.
You seem to have a problem with my sexuality.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he's just saying.
I got a problem with your logic. What does your, where do you think your penis doesn't matter? Where do you, how you know how to fight?
Well, what do you think? What do you think we ought to do in Iraq?
I think we ought to. Hope that it's fought through because
it's a very
complex situation.
Oh, see that you're not committing. I'm committed to a course of action. We send in the airborne, sneak attack, put on some of that weed.
It's not called weed camouflage. It's the green.
Look.
I've thought this through, sir. I have thought this through as a gay man and as a gay journalist.
Who cares what your sexuality is and your ability to think with your good beyond it?
What do? You wiping your nose with your phone, man? I could.
Okay, look, Joe, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Doug Danger is with us. And the idea that he's calling the President of the United States a simple-minded clown is bothering me a little bit. And I would have my producer, Janice, to get on the phone with him and ask him to stop doing that. Doug believes that the president's strategy for attacking Iraq is wrong. We shouldn't go in with land-based troops. We should go in with air cover. And we've had Doug on the program before. The fact that he is a gay man and a gay journalist is by no means anything that bothers me.
Oh, but you're homophobia, though, Phil.
No, it's not homophobia, okay?
Well, I don't know why that guy was so obsessed with my sexuality.
You keep saying you're gay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I've earned my stripes in this world.
That's what you keep saying it.
Well, what's he hung up about it for?
He's not hung up about it. You keep saying it.
No, he was. Every time I said I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, he got nuts. He started getting really crazy, psycho, like those Vietnam vets get.
He's not getting nuts. You were the one who was saying the point that I'm trying to make to you guys. Put him on hold for a minute, and don't use that simple-minded. He thinks President Bush is a simple-minded fool and doesn't know military strategy. Doug Danger does. The problem we've got here with Doug is that he's an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, not a military writer. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Our question on the table this hour on the Phil Henry Show, is President Bush a, quote, simple-minded fool, end quote, for wanting to use a land-based attack in Iraq, or should he use deep-drop paratroopers and surprise attacks with guys wearing camouflage paint? 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
This is The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, gay man.
All right, what is this petition? Doug Danger is with us. He's an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier who thinks that President Bush is a simple-minded clown with his strategy in Iraq, his military strategy.
Absolutely.
What is this petition?
The petition says, basically asks the president to step aside and not do anything stupid in Iraq. It directs the military to use paratroopers and sneak attack using camouflage. Don't tell anybody that they're going in. And this strategy is based on a few war movies that I've been on location for. Now, I understand, Phil.
Doug.
Now, hold on. I understand that I haven't been in actual combat, but neither has George Bush. Now, I like the president, but that simple-minded clown is trying to a strategy in Iraq that's going to backfire. What I want us to do is use air cover, swoop in low under the radar, drop in down in the mountain areas, then come down, camp out for two nights, then go on in, then go back up. They can take rations of beans, and dehydrated pork or whatever, have a meal, go back down, kick a little more ass, go back up into the hills. Now, Bush has absolutely no military background. I've saved two major battle scenes in two motion pictures. Now, you can call that a small thing.
That is not war.
You could, but what's Bush done? See what I'm saying? What's he done?
He's directed a victorious war in Afghanistan.
Well, that's okay. All right. That is equal to the two movies that I've done. He didn't do anything like that. He just asked some guys to do something, and they kicked ass on some guys. The Taliban, Phil, uses Datsun pickup trucks. That's their military vehicle.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether this is an argument against...
And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and I want to get that out.
Yeah, you keep getting that out.
But it's important to let people know that as a gay man, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I can recognize the truth.
All right, well, I don't know whether this discussion is about President Bush's military strategy or your ability to recognize military strategy. 1-800-449-8686. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Well, I tell you, you know, I've been in the Army for 22 years now, as of today, and I got to tell you.
Oh, here we go. We got another guy who's been in the Army a long time.
Yeah, and like the guy previously, I'm an airborne ranger.
Sure.
And I've been around since Grenada and Panama.
Airborne ranger. You know something? If all the guys who really were airborne rangers calling this show were airborne rangers, we'd have like 8 million of them. You're not an airborne ranger, though, are you?
I currently
you're a cook.
Am.
You're a cook, right?
Why are you calling the guy
I'm
a cook?
I'm an 11 Zulu, 5 Victor.
11 Fox Zulu, 7. 5 Victor. I don't know what that means.
That means I am a sergeant major.
You're a Zulu?
Zulu. That's 11 is infantry. Zulu
all right,
is,
well, let's get to the point of what it is you're talking about.
Right, the point is that, first of all, this guy needs to understand
I'm
that
a gay
the military
man and a gay journalist.
Plans are not Bush's plans, that those are plans that are developed at the Pentagon by the guys that fight the wars.
Yeah, but he's got to sign off on them. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist who's written about these kinds of things for 15 years.
Well, you know, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. And the thing is that, you know, reality is not in a camera out of Hollywood.
You know I'm gay.
Well, yeah, you've told me.
I've had to fight my own battle. An out gay man and a gay journalist. So I've had almost a sixth sense for military action.
Whatever. Go ahead and finish,
cool.
Steve.
That's cool. And as a gay man, I appreciate that. And you're entitled to your opinion. And for the last 22 years, I have defended your right to have your opinion, your right to be a gay man and a gay journalist.
And I am gay.
Okay, yes. So what would you say, Steve? Do you think the president's plan needs to be what it is?
His plan...
We follow that simple-minded clown, and that plan, we're going to have 2 feet in it, and we're going to be waiting around and up to our waist.
Well,
I'll tell you right
now,
we're going to have more problems than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Well, that's always a possibility.
And that dog won't hunt.
You cannot
long-tailed
say
cat
for
in a
sure.
Room full of...
You can never
that
say that
hunt.
This is what's going
to
happen.
I think you're right, Steve, and thank you for your service to our country.
If, in fact, you were a ranger.
I'm sure he was. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
You call Doug Danger's with us, entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier. You call President Bush a simple-minded fool because he has no military experience. What movies sets have you been on? You say you've been on location on four major war films.
Phil, I was on the on location with Steven Spielberg and Dale Dye and Saving Private Ryan. I was on location with Oliver Stone and Born on the 4th of July. I was on location with some of the technical advisors on Sergeant Bilko and on the technical side with Wind Talkers, starring Nicolas Cage. And if you are, that's why I have asked the Department of Navy to make me a Navy SEAL so I can go in as a journalist.
Doug, becoming a Navy SEAL takes a lot of training.
Don't go there with me, Phil. I know all the training it takes. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I have been through at the hands of straight people, and I've been out of the closet three and a half months, qualifies me for any military duty you want to talk about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've put up with more than any Navy SEAL has ever put up with. So
you are proposing honorary status in the Navy SEALs?
I am proposing full status in the Navy SEALs.
As a journalist?
As a journalist combatant, yes.
The SEALs are a highly proficient...
Phil, I know, don't go there.
No, I want to... They're a highly proficient military unit. They do demolition. They do underwater demolition. They are hand-to-hand combat.
I'm a gay man. I saw a show on the Learning Channel about the Navy SEAL training. It gives you an awful lot of input. No, there's no way that they can say that I don't belong in the SEALs, or at least Army Rangers. And I want to be the first journalist combatant to go into action.
You want to carry a pen and a pad and a gun?
You got it. You better believe it. I'm gay. And look, I had lunch with Demi Moore at least three times. Have you seen G.I. Jane? Have you seen what an absolute abortion that was? The SEALs put the stamp of approval on that. Some broad...
Well, you know, for a gay man and a gay journalist who's been up against a lot of discrimination, that whole broad thing, I think...
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think I do. 1-800-449-8686. Danny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'd like to say, first of all, who cares that you're gay?
No, I just said it. This
is the whole thing. Stop talking. Let me talk. You've already said it enough times. You have no true experience as to what it is to be in the military. You have no idea what's going on in Washington, what they're planning, and what they're saying to the public.
I've got the whole plan.
What they say in the public, what they let the public hear about, has probably nothing to do with what's going to really happen.
No,
you are
plan,
just wanting to get your 2 cents, get your name in the radio, and let everybody know that you're gay. That's what you're trying to do.
No,
because
I'm,
you have said it on more than enough times.
But, sir,
you're getting people bored with the fact that you're saying that you're a gay man and you're a journalist.
But you're aware that I'm gay. You're aware that I'm gay.
Who cares?
Are you aware
who
that I'm
gay? Who the hell cares?
Well, I
if you
want to
talk about
gay
military, first, even who says that you're going to let you in to become a Navy SEAL without even having gone through boot camp?
I'll tell you what.
Give me a break.
I'll tell you what, you probably won't even make it to boot camp. What I put up with as a gay man and a gay journalist...
You've only been out
people.
For 3 months. What do you know
Look,
what
sir,
it's
I'm
being
not afraid
gay?
To say,
You've
I'm,
only been out for three freaking months.
I am not afraid to say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Let a gay man that has been out for the majority of their lifetime speak. And
I know gay men.
That will probably be embarrassed to say that they know that you're gay.
Look, I want to be a gay Navy SEAL to show that I'm able to be a combatant journalist.
Now, you're not going to allow a journalist to carry a gun.
I'll prove them wrong. I can go in with the Navy SEALs. I can go in with the demolition team on any Iraqi vessel you want to talk about in deep water harbor operations. I can blow hell out of a Iraqi minesweeper.
You should go with your mouth.
Go back. Go, see, there you go with your homophobia. See, if you
I'm not talking
you
about
gay people, why don't you just say it?
I
okay,
do not
I'm
hate gay.
Gay
people.
I'm a gay man.
I have
a gay
plenty
girl.
Of gay friends.
Okay, are they gay?
He just said
just
he has gay friends.
They're,
you don't even let other you talk
you
so much. You don't even listen to what people are telling you.
No, sir. I hear what you're saying. I want to know: are your friends gay?
I just finished saying
he
that they
just
are.
Told you that they he has gay friends.
All right, instead of them calling me a SEAL because I'm gay, I want them to call me a gay Navy SEAL with a starfish. That's what I want them to do.
A starfish?
That's what all gay operatives in the Navy SEALs should have, a starfish symbol to show that they are gay demolition experts. So stand back.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that the Navy SEALs should put a starfish on all their gay members because that's what?
That's a highly proficient demolition team of highly gay individuals. This is what I mean about the homophobia.
All you want to do is get out on the radio and let everybody know that you're gay.
But
that's
sir, you
all
laugh,
you're trying to do.
You laugh at my gayety. And so I have to say,
no, I laugh
you
at
have
you.
A gay
not at the fact that you're gay. I laugh at you because you are the true fool. And
I'm
the only single-minded fool here is you.
Let's get back to what I was talking about. President Bush wants to go in with
you
land-based
are infantry. The
only
single-minded fool. And it's embarrassing to know that a newspaper or somebody would allow you to write a column in their paper.
And let's remember the paper, the Orange County Courier.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
50 cents a day. Go ahead,
I would be embarrassed if I was the editor of that paper and I heard this
sir,
program tonight. I would be embarrassed to know that you're employed by me.
Sir, if you have a gayophobia, that's fine.
I have no gayophobia.
Right. Well, what's your plan? Come on, what's your plan? Come on. Come on, what's your plan?
What is
you
my
plan?
Plan? To let the people
my
to
plan
that
is
know. My plan is
people.
To let the people that
right.
know what the hell they're talking about do their thing without having idiots like you
know what they're
trying
talking
to
about.
Tell them what to do.
That simple-minded clown Bush is going to have us blown from here to there.
That simple-minded clown Bush has more balls and more of anything than you will ever have.
Well, I think you've got a fagophobia going. I think that
what
a
fagophobia.
The only fagophobia there is here is you, because you have the key to let everybody know that you're gay.
Sir, I believe that our country would benefit from a highly placed gay team.
A gay man can be good anywhere.
Oh,
it doesn't matter if they're gay, if it's a woman, if they're lesbian.
If
they are good at whatever job they do,
okay.
That's what matters.
But if you're not
what
homophobic,
performance they can do, not what whether their homosexuality it comes into effect. That
well,
doesn't have anything to do with it.
What are you talking about President Bush's balls for if you're not got some homophobia thing going on?
See,
I'm
he's talking
about
the man's courage. All right. This is absolutely not working. And turn that music off. We're not done yet. This is not working, okay?
Why are you so obsessed with my sexuality, Danny?
Phil,
I want to know.
Phil.
Yes, sir.
I've wasted enough of my,
all right, sir.
My
I appreciate
cell phone time on
yeah,
this.
It sounds to me like someone might be ready to come out. You want me to help you come on out?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, you're so adult.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I said that we could have a team of very proficient, sharply developed gay men with an entire passel of explosives going in under the deep cover of night into some of the darkest deep-water nightclubs in Baghdad, and we could completely destroy, and this would be the Starfish Brigade. Now, you can kiss my bright red rosy on Main Street, and all of the homophobics out there...
Wait a minute. You are proposing that the Navy SEALs create a Starfish Brigade.
Here comes the homophobia. Here it comes. Go ahead, Phil.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm just asking. A Starfish Brigade?
So, how many facts did you beat up last week, Phil?
I haven't beaten up any. Are you asking to have... Turn that music off.
That's my music.
You're proposing a gay unit of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Called the Starfish Brigade.
Yeah. Now, if anybody's got a problem with that... I'm going to be out in front of the Orange County Courier building today at 8 p.m. I'll take on anybody who wants to take me on. I'll tell you right now, I'll kick ass around the block for drill. I know taekwondo, and I know a little kung fu, and I could do some street fighting, too.
Yeah, okay, Doug. Well, good luck with that Starfish Brigade.
Homophobic?
That's me. 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Ow.